Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we welcome our friend Corey Curtis from News 2 to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Why don't we just call this segment the weekly celebration of the NFC North?
It really is. As you pointed out on Twitter last night, the Bears didn't lose. The Lions didn't lose. The Packers did lose.
NFC,
so I guess it's a good week for you.
The only NFC North team to lose. The Vikings didn't lose either. The only NFC North team to lose was Green Bay.
That is true. What did you think of divisional weekend? Baltimore hammers Houston. San Francisco gets past my beloved Packers. And then yesterday, the Lions punched their ticket to the NFC title game. And the Bills missed the field goal at the end, and Kansas City wins again to advance the AFC title game. What did you make of what we saw on divisional weekend and the matchups in the title games?
Well, obviously three really good games, number one. So that was fun to watch. It was also, to see Brock Purdy come up with that drive late and step up, is impressive and great to see, for the future of 49ers, for the future of the NFL, really, when you can see, guys step into that role and be that guy, for the Lions. I mean, Jared Goff stepped up for the Lions. He stepped up both playoff games. He's been great. I mean, that touchdown throw to Amon-Ra St. Brown was, I mean, just pinpoint, absolutely perfect. He's been great. As a Cubs fan, I'm happy for the Lions. I am. I know the pain. I know the misery. I know the feeling of defeat before every season starts. So excited for them to reach this point. We'll see what they've got in San Francisco, but this is a huge step forward for them. And then the Bills and the Chiefs. Every one of these is a classic. It seems like, and I will be the first to say I was wrong. All season long, I have said that the Chiefs do not have the weapons to get to the championship game. They do not have the weapons. I still don't think they have the weapons, but they're there. And Patrick Mahomes got them there, putting 27 points on the board when I didn't think they could score 27 points. And as good as Josh Allen is, he missed that throw late that could have put them in the lead.
Well, so are you talking about the one to Diggs?
No, the one.
One in the end zone.
Where he took a shot. Yeah, where he's short in the end zone. Yeah, right.
The guy was open. I mean, he's open. I mean, you're an elite quarterback. You complete that throw.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like he's great. I'd take him as my quarterback, but.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like none of these big losses have been on him. Some of them, last year, the turnovers.
Yeah, you feel like Mahomes completes that throw, though.
Yeah, Mahomes is – yeah. So, Mahomes in Baltimore, I mean, both of these games excite me. I'm a little – in all seriousness, I'm not just, like, trolling the Lions. I am a little dubious. I still think if the Niners play their best, they're clearly better at home against the Lions. But I'm hoping we get two good games. Do you think we will?
Gosh, I got to think the Chiefs and Ravens is down to the wire. You have to think that one is. And, the Lions had every opportunity to pucker in that game, tied at 10 at the half. Look, I mean, the Bucs came in with eight losses. So, I mean, they clearly were not a perfect team. I think I had the Bucs pick 32nd in my preseason rankings. So
you weren't alone.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were going to be awful this year. So I think Todd Bowles, I'm excited for Baker Mayfield. I like Baker Mayfield. He's been in some tough situations, played when he probably shouldn't have played, injured that last year in Cleveland. So I was glad to see him play at a high level and achieve and show he could win in the playoffs. But, there are franchises and there are teams that we've seen collapse before. And, that's a game that, a lot of teams that have a history of losing lose, and they kept going. And I think, their head coach has a lot to do with that. And I think their culture has a lot to do with that. And so, I look, I think they can go to San Francisco and play. Are they going to win? I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, the 49ers were lucky to get by Green Bay.
Corey, what do you make of where the Titans coaching search currently stands? Brian Callahan getting a second interview today, reportedly. So he's the one that we know is getting a second interview at this point.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Ben Johnson has much interest interviewing with the Titans. I think he's interviewed with everybody except the Titans. And then there's people that continue to believe that Aaron Glenn is going to get strong consideration for the Titans head coaching job as well. So what do you make of where things currently stand, and which way do you see the wind blowing right now as it relates to the Titans head coaching search?
Well, you're asking me my opinion. I'm going to tell you, I think it's Brian Callahan or Aaron Glenn that's going to wind up with this job. You know, they've got one of the Rooney Rule interviews out of the way. You know, the question is, when can they get the second one? If it's Aaron Glenn, when can they get that done? I don't know. What are the rules for interviewing Aaron Glenn now they're still coaching?
If they win, well, they can't this week. If they win, they have to wait until
they can't. Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so. So I think Aaron Glenn may have coached himself out of this job if he was going to get it or going to be seriously considered.
Well, and now they're going to have to bring in a second external minority in for an interview outside of David Shaw. You know, they've got plenty to choose from because they've interviewed Brian Johnson, the guy from Carolina,
Thomas Brown. Yep.
Yeah, Thomas Brown. There's another one I think too. I'm trying to go over. I mean, shoot, there's 10 candidates. but yeah, so there's plenty to choose from. But yeah, so I think it's one of those two, and it's a matter of how much, if they want Aaron Glenn, are they willing to wait? You know, I think, like I said, I think it's one of those two guys, and you know, Callahan makes a lot of sense as 1A, but we'll wait and we'll see. You know, it's interesting.
I personally, here's my, I'll call a shot. Okay. I think Thomas Brown comes in this week for an in-person interview. And I think that Brian Callahan has offered the job, and I think it's possible that Thomas Brown is his OC.
Yeah, I think that's possible for sure. For sure. I think, you know, he's the only one of these guys that they've interviewed that makes sense as an OC possibility. I know a lot of people think Cohen is a possibility as well at OC for Callahan, the former Kentucky OC. But I think, you know, Thomas Brown, you know, there's a lot of continuity with that Rams system, you know, with Callahan, you know, who comes from that system as well. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Corey, what do you think of the Ben Johnson part of this, of him interviewing basically with everybody except the Titans who have requested to interview him at this point?
You know, I've always thought that the big spenders, the Commanders and Panthers, were going to be the hottest and heaviest after him. I know the Titans like him a lot and were really interested, but I just always thought those two were going to be willing to spend more to get him. And I think when you see his paycheck, it's for a guy who's never been a head coach, it's going to be astronomical. And so we'll see how that works out. And I'm guessing he's the Commander's coach. I talked to Teron Davenport last night. He says Washington, and I agree with him.
So let's say it is Callahan. You're talking about potentially his dad coming in as O-line coach. I know there's been some Munchak, you know, chatter out there for sure, but got a guy who doesn't call plays, he got a boost this year, frankly, by Joe Burrow getting hurt and by Jake Browning doing what he did. But just from everything you know of him, I mean, would that be to you an exciting hire for the Titans?
I think he is qualified for the job. And I think, you know, he's got a history of working with some really good quarterbacks. You know, he elevated an offense this year despite the quarterback going down. You know, they've had their offensive line issues. That's for sure. How much of it is personnel? How much of it is scheme? And how do you get it fixed? You know, that's, you know, you're talking about Munchak and his dad. Those are two ways, you know, to certainly – you know, get it worked on. That's for sure. And I think that's one the fans like. I think he's got the pedigree. You know, his dad being a former head coach, he's been in the NFL his whole life. So, you know, it sounds like from some of the stories, you know, the TD was telling me about, you know, the expectations and creating expectations with the organization. He knows how to command a group, and that's obviously important. And so I think he's the guy who's ready for the job, and it's just a matter of if it's the Titans or someone else, and then we'll see how it goes.
Well, Corey, great stuff as always. You delivered as you always do. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Well, I mean, you're welcome. I apologize for whoever's next. I know it's an impossible bar to meet, so just tell, you know, John Glennon I'm sorry, and we'll move on.
Well, we need to get Glennon on soon, talk more about Trey Avery. A lot of Trey Avery discussion we need to have.
By the way, congratulations, Joe. I know you've sworn off the Lions to us 1,000 times, but once a team is in your blood, it just doesn't go away.
That's right.
And so enjoy the moment. And, you know, you don't know. You just don't know. I mean, they won the division. They won a lot of games this year. How many six seeds have made it to the Super Bowl? A whole bunch.
I've got them winning. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I've got them winning coming up on Sunday. I really do.
Well, if again, Corey, like I said earlier, Corey, then if you think it's really possible, I advise you to stock up on munitions and food and things because the apocalypse is coming.
See, it sounds like you're just, you know, banging away at me that I'm stupid, but I know what you're really doing is protecting yourself.
Yes.
That's all that you're doing is protecting yourself. I'm not going to build myself up and allow myself to think that the Lions can win this game. I know what you're doing, and it's totally understandable. I totally get it.
Little Joey Rexo can't have his heart broken again. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know, he's probably going to, but that's okay. it's yeah. Look,
oh man,
I think any of these four teams can win. I really do. I mean, look, the Ravens are good. They're really good. But we've seen Lamar have playoff stinkers before. And so, you know, he's got to win two more. And I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying he's got that to prove. You know, Mahomes is the only one out there who's got nothing to prove. Everybody else, and Purdy's got something to prove. You know, Jared Goff, you know, he's, you know, still wiping off the Rams discarding him. You know, he's gone a long way, but he's got two more to go to get there. And so they've all got something to prove except for Mahomes.
Corey, thank you very much.
Enjoy your day, gang. Talk to you later.
All right. And Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest on Robbie and Rexo. We'll react to what Corey had to say there. Take your thoughts on divisional weekend in the NFL, the Titans head coaching search. We'll get into all that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, brought to you by Chuck McDowell Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you. Thanks to Corey Curtis for being with us in the last segment. So, Joe, Brian Callahan, Bengals offensive coordinator, reportedly getting his second interview with the Titans today. We've seen Aaron Glenn, and that speculation as to him being a strong candidate for the job. We talked about it earlier in the show. Ben Johnson has interviewed with the Seahawks and the Falcons and the Commanders and the Panthers. Pretty much every team that requested an interview with Ben Johnson, he has interviewed with to this point, except for the Tennessee Titans. And at the moment, at least publicly, there doesn't appear to be anything scheduled between Ben Johnson and the Titans. So, wrapping all those things together, Joe, what do you make of where the Titans coaching search currently stands as we enter into the week of conference championship week in the NFL?
Yeah, well, as Zach pointed out, we were talking about when they can interview, you know, these guys who are still coaching. It is a week from today you can start. So you have that week. Now, with Ben Johnson, I mean, you just discount Ben Johnson as a kid. He's out of there. You know, it's not have that. They haven't had a first interview, so now they can't talk to him. You know, they could talk to him first interview Monday, or obviously if the Lions win, they wouldn't be able to do a first interview with him until after the Super Bowl. And obviously they'll have a coach hired by then. So, however it worked out, why it happened. I don't know. But Ben Johnson, the request was made, and I don't think he's even going to interview with the Titans. Very interesting, kind of curious situation. It's hard for me to believe that the Titans would request him and then say, yeah, never mind. So I guess this means he declined.
I guess, right?
So it's interesting.
Wild to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know he has got a ton of interest, and maybe, you know, look, I mean, who knows? Maybe Ben Johnston was as down on Will Levis as anyone of all the coaches in the league last year. Just like, look, I'm just not taking the job, so why waste our time? I don't know, but just speculating. But it's weird to me. It's like, just do – it's these virtual Zoom interviews. You already have a whole bunch of them loaded up during a work week, which has to be tough, right? But anyway, he's going to be out of there, and I'm embracing my called shot here, which is, you know, Thomas Brown coming in, and Thomas Brown, as I said last week, I think he's a legitimate candidate who at some point I think is going to be a head coach in the NFL. It's trending that way, but he comes in for an in-person interview. You have now satisfied the Rooney Rule. Also, you may have interviewed. Just like, you know, the Falcons interviewing Vrabel, if they'd loved this idea of Vrabel being the D coordinator for Belichick, you may have your OC for Brian Callahan. Now, Brian Callahan may have a completely different OC in mind. I don't know, but it would line up, and essentially it would be the same offense. Even though Thomas Brown didn't run that offense last year, it was Frank Reich. It was whatever the heck they were trying to do in Carolina under David Tepper.
A collaboration.
Yes.
As they say.
Amalgamation.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, obviously, Callahan's the one we know right now that is, has the second interview. So you have to think that Callahan is the favorite for the job. So I ask you what you just asked Corey Curtis. If it is Brian Callahan, given that he has not called plays, is that an exciting hire if you're a Tennessee Titans fan to end up with Brian Callahan as your head coach?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's an exciting hire in terms of we've talked about the idea that an offensive head coach makes sense. He comes from the right tree. Again, again with him, it's a little different. I mean, he goes back to being with Kubiak. Of course, you know, Mike Shanahan was the guy back in the day. He was the Niners. Oh, see, then he was the Broncos head coach. He sort of had his own twist on the offense. That gets down to his son and McVay and all that stuff. But so he wasn't with McVay or Shanahan in either of those places, but he's, you know, he's got the Shanahan, like, from the early days influence, and, you know, Mike Shanahan. And he's got, of course, he's been with Zach Taylor, who's done very well in Cincinnati. I think he's obviously been a good OC. The play calling thing is a knock for sure. And again, I don't know, like, would Brian Callahan be a play calling head coach, or would he look to hire an offensive coordinator to be a traditional offensive coordinator call plays? I don't know, but he probably is going to get someone also in that tree. And like, I just think it makes sense. It's the hit rate right now is high with those guys, and it's all about Will Levis. To me, you can get him back basically to the offense he was in. You know, the terminology changes a little bit with guys and all that, but Levis knows the offense. So you can go back to that, and I think you give yourself your best shot of developing Will Levis. You're not going to – it's still not going to matter if you don't get better players around him. But I think it would be exciting. I mean, I think it would be more exciting than any defensive coach hire. I know Mike McDonald's done a great job, and Aaron Glenn has done a good job with a very limited defensive roster in Detroit. Okay, they've both done a good job as D coordinators, but I think the offensive coach is more exciting.
I'm 100% with you. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans head coaching opening and divisional weekend in the NFL playoffs as well. Your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 1025-1063. The game officially inviting you to our first ever Super Saturday. Join us come hungry on Saturday, February the 10th at New Heights Brewing for all the soup you can handle from some of the finest restaurants in Middle Tennessee. Bring the family and enjoy delicious soup, live music, games for the kids, and more. It's our first ever Super Saturday benefiting the Nashville Predators Foundation. More details coming, including on how to purchase tickets as well, so make sure you're tuned in for that. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. I got some tickets to give away, a pair of tickets to see Stained with special guest Seether at First Bank Amphitheater coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd. Be caller 5-615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller 5 will win a pair of tickets to see Stained with special guest Seether at First Bank Amphitheater coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd, 615-737-1025. Outdoor concert season in April, which Joe Rexroad is a big fan of. Big fan of the outdoor concert.
Oh, man, can't wait. I would, at this point, I would go for an outdoor concert if we heat up to like 38 degrees. That would sound amazing right now. I'd go outside with a shirtless. I'd go Jason Kelce for it.
I'm not kidding you. I was walking around yesterday, got outside. It was 30 degrees, and I was like, it feels great. It feels awesome out here. That's where we are.
I know. It's awful. It's just like, I know. I mean, like in Michigan, in the winter, it's like, ooh, we're heating up into the 20s today? Oh, come on. We do not need that life here, and we need this to end today.
I think it finally is today. I think so. We'll see what happens.
Six straight days, no school for the kids. Six straight days.
I got a texter that says, can we dive into the Rooney rule a little bit? Everything I'm seeing shows you interview one minority candidate in person. Why is everyone saying two? I could be wrong, but let's clarify this. So, Joe, what's your understanding of where the Titans currently stand with the Rooney rule, which, by the way, an interview with David Shaw was completed last night. So that was in person. David Shaw completed, former Stanford head coach. And where do the Titans go from here on that front?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I could try to pull it up on the interwebs too, but my understanding is two in person. That's what we've been operating on. I mean, I'll sit here and try to find it. They did change it. Was that last, or maybe 2 years ago? Was it last year or 2 years ago that they?
I think it was last year. I don't know.
Was it last year? Yeah. So no, I believe it's two in person. We'll make sure before the show ends to absolutely nail that down for you. But yes, so it's, I believe it is two. We will. I'm 99% sure.
I got another texter asking about Ben Johnson and why they haven't had a virtual interview with him. We've talked about that in terms of what that could possibly mean. I do think you're right on that front, though. Like at this point, based on the timing of it, you can just pretty much eliminate Ben Johnson as a candidate for the Tennessee Titans job. He's going to end up somewhere, probably either Washington or Carolina, if I had to guess. But I think you can eliminate him for the Tennessee Titans.
Yep. So at some point you got to pare down your search. And again, if it was just as simple as he said, no, thanks. Well, then there you go. That's very easy for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what else it would be. I mean, why would you request someone and then not follow through? Why would you not want to interview Ben Johnson? You certainly,
exactly.
There's certainly value in interviewing him. So you move on, you know, there are plenty of other candidates.
So what did you make of divisional weekend? So Saturday you had Houston and Baltimore, tie game at the half. Then Baltimore comes out and looks dominant in the second half. You had just a heartbreaker for my beloved Green Bay Packers Saturday night against San Francisco. They lose 24-21. Yesterday, the Lions punched their ticket to the NFC Championship game against Tampa Bay. And then a thriller last night between the Bills and the Chiefs. It seems like every time those two teams play that it's an awesome game. But Buffalo misses a field goal wide right. The Scott Norwood references were out of the control after that night. And Kansas City again, which is one of the most incredible stats, I think, in the history of sports when you think about it. Patrick Mahomes has been to the AFC title game at least in every year that he's been a starter. It's unreal.
No, it really is. And we're talking with quite a few changes around him. They've had bad offensive lines, good offensive lines. I mean, he got into the Super Bowl somehow the year they lost to Brady with a really deficient offensive line. He's got him to the title game this year with an absolutely deficient receiving core. I mean, not only did they, you know, they had a chance to clinch the game, jumping on the fumble. It looked like it was going to be one of those receivers costing them the game by fumbling out of the end zone at the, you know, at the half yard line. So for him to just, I mean, he's on track to be the GOAT. That's just, I don't know. I mean, I guess I have a hard time buying that he's going to have as many rings as Brady, but to me, you know, if he's going to keep playing like this and he's got a couple more in him, then I think he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. You know, he just yesterday in that weather, in that stadium with those receivers, some of the throws he made, plays he made, unbelievable, man.
You're just dismissal of Tom Brady so quickly. It's just amazing.
I said Tom Brady's the GOAT. What do you want from me?
Beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl, beat Mahomes in a conference title game. I'm just messing with you.
Well, he's not yet. He's not the GOAT yet.
It's incredible to watch. But they punched their ticket again. And look, man, that the Baltimore-Kansas City matchup is going to be awesome. And we spent a lot of time talking about the Lions and Niners today for obvious reasons. But the Ravens-Chiefs matchup is going to be insane. And Lamar Jackson, he played great the other day in the second half, especially against Houston. You know, there's obviously the playoff question with him, but that team is loaded and they're at home. And then you've got Kansas City coming in on the road, and it just feels like until they lose in the playoffs, it's hard to imagine them losing in the playoffs, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they had a rough year, just like the Bills did, and they figured it out, and they both are right there, both good enough to be in the Super Bowl. I would never say that the Chiefs are playing with house money. I mean, this is every year. The expectation is that they're going to be here, right? But there's so much more pressure on Lamar Jackson in this game than Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
If Patrick, you know, if the Chiefs lose, it's like, look, they screwed up. They should have signed DeAndre Hopkins. They didn't give him enough, and it just wasn't good enough. And they'll be back. You know that. Lamar Jackson, you know, I've always been a believer in him going back to Louisville that he would be a good NFL quarterback, and I think he's a great player. But he needs this. And they got a chance at home to do this and get in the Super Bowl. I thought he was great the other day. He didn't have gaudy numbers, but the combination of running and passing, he was lethal. I mean, I thought overall he played extremely well, threw the ball extremely well. There's a ton of pressure on him and the Ravens, you know, to get there with him, because there's still people like, that kind of offense doesn't work, even though, again, they've changed the offense this year too. But there's more pressure on them for sure, and I'm fascinated by that game.
Well, and then there's the Lions taking down Tampa Bay, and then San Francisco squeaking by the Packers. I did think San Francisco looked a little rusty. You know, Brock Purdy threw two balls that should have been picked off in that game that were just dropped by Packers defenders. He did step up on the final drive, made some big throws, made one big scramble down to the 6-yard line. So he did make some plays in the game. I will say this, though, like San Francisco is going to have to play much better than they did against Green Bay, in my opinion, if they're going to beat Detroit. I said it, and I'm sticking with it all week. Detroit is going to win the game. They are going on the road, and they are taking down the 49ers. I'll say it.
Okay, well, you'll say it. I won't. No, they could, and they could. That was not San Francisco's best. Now, I think that the Packers deserve credit for that. You know, they played really well for the most part. They did. And really, again, like, and I hate to, you know, bring this up because I know you've been kind of dealing with the loss. But look, you make a couple simple plays in that game if you're the Packers, and it doesn't come down to that at the end, you know?
Agreed.
And it's Packers Lions in Detroit this week, which would be wild. We would have to do a remote up there. But I think the Niners can play a lot better than that. So now Deebo Samuel, I think, could be the difference maker in that game. He just is as great as they are with McCaffrey and all their other weapons on the outside. And Juwan Jennings is playing great, by the way.
He did.
Deebo going full Deebo and all the different things you can do with him. That's what makes him so tough to deal with. So I don't like the Lions defense in that matchup at all, but you know, there's more pressure on the Niners as well. And the whole world is rooting for the Lions. And so hopefully we got two classics here.
I saw Juwan Jennings get in a scrap on the sideline with the Packers. And the first thing I thought of was like Jim Wyatt wanted to wring your neck about the column you wrote between Tennessee and Vanderbilt and Juwan Jennings. It was beautiful.
Jimmy Wyatt was screaming at his TV the other day, weren't you, Jimmy? I had to ask him.
I've seen this before. I've seen this before.
That is amazing that nothing was called on that play.
I
like
know.
They were, I mean, on somebody, right? Like beating the crap out of each other like 10 seconds after the whistle.
It's a full-on scrap on the sideline. Just nothing called on that play. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for Preds Pick to Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight, you want a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that coming up next. Give our final thoughts on this weekend of football as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game.
It's time for Preds Picks to Click.
And a shot of the score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Preds tickets. Call 615-737-1025 now. Pick to Click is brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit TJAndersonHomes.com to see why they are preferred so often. It's Pick to Click, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is that time of the day. Time for Preds Pick to Click on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Florida Panthers at home. Puck drop 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 the game. Joe Rex Road is taking the lead in the competition with 12 correct answers. The listeners in second place with 11. Nick Kieser with 7. And I remain at 3 correct answers. With that in mind, let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Rick. Rick, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Hi, good morning. I'm going with Philip Forsberg. He hasn't scored in a couple of games. It's about due.
He feels like he's due. Rick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Forsberg has been off the board, so we'll see if he puts one in the back of the net tonight. Forsberg off the board. Nick Kieser, you're up first today. Forsberg, off your pick to click for the Predators.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to go with Ryan O'Reilly. He scored last time that we had Preds pick to click, and I'm feeling good about it.
He did. I'll go Nyquist. I think Nyquist finds the back of the net tonight. So Forsberg, O'Reilly, Nyquist, the entire first line off the board. Joe Rexroad, your pick to click.
You know, part of dominating this competition has been being kind of obvious with the picks, you know, and basically whenever I pick someone, they're probably going to score that night. I think Colton Sissons is going to score tonight. How about Ooh. That?
I like it. Colton Sissons, Forsberg, O'Reilly, Nyquist, and Sissons. The selections today and Preds Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Big one tonight for the Preds. They lose a tough one on Saturday in Arizona, taking on one of the league's best teams tonight, at least in my opinion, in the Florida Panthers. We'll see if how they can handle this matchup. And, again, puck drop 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 the game. Joe, your final thoughts on divisional weekend leading into conference championship weekend, the Detroit Lions, the darling of the NFL, America's team, as we head into conference championship weekend. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. It's been fun. It's been a ton of fun for sure. So, I mean, it's you got to give a lot of credit. We made a lot of fun of Dan Campbell, you know.
We did.
He said he's keeping receipts, so I wonder if at some point he'd be like, it's real radio idiots too, you know.
Dan he's Campbell, welcome like, to come on the program and discuss.
He is. We'd love to have Dan C on the program, but he's good. I mean, look, Dan Campbell has the Titans here try to – I'll tie it to the Titans. Dan Campbell never been a coordinator, right? Now, he obviously is good at picking coaches. That's a huge part of this, hiring good staff. But he is the total example of the motivator, energy, CEO, get good people doing the work for you. And by the way, even Ben Johnson, I mean, he was not on the track to be an OC. And then he Anthony Lynn, he took play calling away from him and he gave it to Ben Johnson. And all of a sudden it's like, wow, this kid's really good. But my point is Dan Campbell did not have this traditional coordinator track or anything like that, and it's worked out pretty well with him. Now, Brad Holmes is a good GM too. Brad Holmes has done a great job of picking players. But I'm just saying there's a lot of different ways to have success, but it's been a ton of fun to see this. I think it probably ends Sunday, and I'm not just saying that to, you know, to reverse jinx it or troll anyone. It's just, I think the Niners are the best team in the NFC. And when they play their best, they are the best team. But, hey, man, it's going to be fun to watch. I'll tell you that.
I've seen a lot of this from Titans fans. Basically, the idea that Dan Campbell is what the Titans hoped Mike Vrabel would be. I've seen that from that idea from Titans fans. I would like to remind people that Dan Campbell did miss the playoffs the first 2 years he was the head coach with a terrible roster, mind you. And they've done a great job of building that up. And now he's in a conference championship game, which Mike Vrabel has also gotten to. We'll wait and see where it goes from here.
Right. Mike Vrabel has gotten this far. Mike Vrabel has also gotten the number one seed and been the NFL coach of the year. Mike Vrabel has missed the playoffs with bad players. Dan Campbell has also missed the playoffs with bad players. So coaching is hugely important. There is no doubt about it. It is not as important as players. It is about who is on the field playing the game. And you have limitations as a coach. You can only do so much to do more with less. And you can only do so much to screw it up if you got great players. So that's a good always lesson about this game.
Do we think that Brian Callahan is offered the Titans job at some point this week, given the fact that at the moment he is the only one with a second interview?
I think today we will hear about Thomas Brown getting a second in-person interview.
Okay.
And I believe that after that, I think that they will offer Brian Callahan the job. And I think that possibly Thomas Brown as OC materializes. I'll just call the shot. Brian Callahan with Thomas Brown as OC. That's my called shot this week. This is the news we get this week.
Okay. That would be very interesting. Brian Callahan obviously has been interviewed with other teams as well. So we'll see what that part of it looks like. If Brian Callahan ends up being the hire, I think that's a good job by the Titans. I think that that's an exciting hire. You mentioned the offensive side of things. I've said it all along, Ben Johnson's my first choice. That doesn't look like that's happening for the Tennessee Titans, but Brian Callahan, I think, would be a good hire. And then it's all about the players you pick this offseason. So we'll see what Rand Carthon can do on that front. But we've talked about Levis a lot today and the quarterbacks and the AFC, and playoffs continue to be a reminder, Joe, of you're going up against some pretty darn good quarterbacks in this conference that you got to compete with year in and year out. And they're all in their 20s too, which is also great.
Well, exactly. So, you know, you hope that Will Levis becomes that guy, becomes someone who's a peer of them and is right there with them. He won't unless you give him an offensive line and some receivers beyond DeAndre Hopkins. But you obviously hope. Speaking of quarterbacks, real quick, today, possibly huge news here and in Knoxville, George McIntyre, Brentwood Academy, 5-star, number 8 overall player per 24/7. I think he's picking the Vols today. And that would be another huge quarterback recruit for Josh Heupel.
That does it for us today. Chase and Big Joe coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.